So, to talk to the sugyas first, we have two sugyas. We have the Gemara and Brachas Adaf Mem Alpha and Beis. We examine Rav Sheshet says the Klal. Anything that needs a bracha beforehand needs a bracha afterwards, except a possible Kisnan needs a bracha Rishayno, but does not need a bracha Achrayno. What is this case of possible Kisnan? So come on Rashi and says the kimta is that they ate a meal, they benched, and afterwards they brought a possible Kisnan. What's Kisnan? Kisnan is Kloyos. Kloyos is roasted wheat. What bracha can you make in that? A domo. With the kisnan they brought, they came along, they brought pas with it. Now what's a pas above the kisnan? The pas that was brought together with the kisnan. What is this pas? Had inside of it tavlinum. It looked like birds, looked like a tree over here. They put inside of it a glazim or shkedim, and they ate a little bit of bread. They ever come along, the Rashi and says, the bracha, since it's after the meal, you make the bracha on, over here, the bracha rishayna. You're having this pas together with this kisnan. The get to bracha achrayna, you do not need anything. Explains Tosfos and Rashi, does not mean you don't need anything. You need a bar nefashis. What's the pshat over here? So come down according to Rashi, that even though this pas has inside of it different things, and you're eating it, but since it's not enough of the kemach eating over here together, it's not enough of the mezainis. Therefore, we know the lacha is kol sheyesh bo applies to bracha rishayna, but it does not apply to bracha achrayna. Therefore, since you have over here a bracha achrayna of something that should be bar nefashis with alamecha, neither one's the size. What's a locha? We know we're always mitzarif to the lower shear. Therefore, you make a bracha bar nefashis. Ad kan Rashi. Again, clear. Past that came with kisnan with his kloyos, the past was nilush, is less than the shear. Therefore, you make a bar nefashis. Come on, Taishas and says, he wants to argue. You're saying the klal kol sheyesh bo only applies to bracha rishayna. Why? Kol sheyesh bo is applied even to bracha achrayna. And therefore, just like we know when you have a mezainis together with a shakul or a domo, if there's a teruah together, the mezainis is always the ikka wins out. They get to bracha achrayna should be the same thing. It should make an alamichi over here. Therefore, he says, what's the kimta possible of kissing the Gemara? It's not achav berachas amazon. It's betoy chasuto. That means you had a meal, your sviya, eating it at the end of the meal, the kinuach over here. And that situation, you want to eat it, you make a bracha rishayna, and not a bracha achrayna. Where's the bracha achrayna? The bracha samosin over here. So it comes out first, we have a fundamental machlekes in the klal kol sheyesh bo. Does it only apply to bracha rishayna or bracha achrayna? Rashi says only to bracha rishayna. Taisa says even to bracha achrayna. Maisa, how do we paskin? We know the halacha already is in simen reish ches and siftes. We paskin halacha is like Rashi. It only applies to bracha rishayna and not bracha achrayna. The question obviously is, you get the lochovi and sivches, how do you paskin like Rashi, like Tosfos? You paskin like Tosfos, the kimto over here is eating it petoy chasudo, not achasudo. We're discussing over here, neged the bracha rishayna, neged the sugya of kinoach. So it sounds like the mechaber took on both sides of the spectrum. You took on Rashi, the loch and simon reishches, took on Tosfos over here, by our sugya, kuv samaches. The chutz is still one versus another. So now you can go back to the Be'er Lachat Tzim Reish Chesef test, and the Rizan Agoyin who asked this question. Luchoy, you have a problem over here. Be'er Lachat points this out. It says Be'er Lachat, he says, look at the Goyin, he says, but Etzim is the third way to learn the Sugyo. Come on, the Ben Yoyin, brought down over here, the Ben Yoyin says that Rashi says it's after the Sudo, and the Gemara's words are, you do not make any bracha. In fact, the Ben Yoyin, you don't make any bracha, achroino. You should look, hola pachas, make your burden of fashis. I mean, not like Tosfos and Rashi, you do make a bar nefashis. Vekta ben yoyno, you should make a bar nefashis. Therefore, he says, Echnami, the kimta is like, the locha like Rashi is correct about kol sheyesh bo. Except the kimta is not achav bechtamozin, it's toich bechtamozin, inside the sudo. That means Rabbi Yonah says the kimta is like Tosfos, the locha is like Rashi. Therefore, says the goyin, hazma chava paskling, Rabbi Yonah. I mean, how in the world do you get two alochs over here after sugyo? Because Rabbi Yonah says the halacha is like Rashi, kol sheyesh bo is only with bracha rishayna and not bracha achrayna. But the kimta says Rabbi Yonah is teich hasud over here. Now, come on, Rabbi Yonah says it's teich hasud. Rashi says the mitzvah is not right. Rashi says the mitzvah is achasudo. They brought kloyos. And why not kloyos? Because it's good for the lev over here. The gemara ervin and they pass it together with the kloyos. So what's possible? Kistan says Rabbi Yonah. Says Rabbi Yonah to Rabbi Chananel, The case according to the Benichyanel is kisim. You have pouches over here. There's hometashim over here. That means it come along. How we get past the sugi like of Benyaino of kisim. That means it could be kol sheish boys bracha rishaino. Could be tachasuda. I Rashi mitzias. Rashi is causing here's a kimto. They may get negate to us. We're discussing the case past with kisim. That means the kisim are the pouches over here. So again, we have first one sugi. Hope that was clear. We have three different ways to learn the sugi over here. The way it comes out is we have two mahalchim among the Rishonim, really Rashi and Ben Yehuda. One is a pas of Bekisnan. Rashi is a pas above Bekisnan. Kisnan the Kloy is a pas that came with it. According to Ben Yehuda, it's a case of kisim of pouches over here. According to the Ben Chananel. And again, it comes out we have two halachas. One Rish Ches over here, Sif Tes. The halacha is that when a pas in the Brach Rishonim is affected by Kol Sheish Boy, not Brach Achoino. But the halacha they gave to us, the Kusam Ches Sif Ches, is it has to be Toy Chasudo, not Lach Chasudo. Second sugya, the Gemara Nachman Beis. The Gemara has three statements by the Maroim. We have to explain each one. We have Rav Huna, we have Rav Yehuda, we have Shmuel over here. First, came along Rav Huna. He came along and he ate 13 riftois. He ate over here a case of 13 loaves of pasta of kisnan. Now, he the Maisa came along and did not make a bracha afterwards. Rav Nachman, if you're still hungry, but Maisa achem kvei upon the sudo. So why in the world are you not making a bracha achoin upon it? Why aren't you benching upon it? So first, it says over here, he ate 13 klosa kav v'loi baruch. What is, how much did he eat practically? The Gemara's gear says 13 by us. The Yosef's gear says 12. So let's make it first very simple. It says over here, he ate a third, every three rolls was a kav. A kav is 24 beitzim. Very simple. That means every three rolls, it comes out, was a case of 24 beitzim. Or, every roll, is basically, it's 8 beitzim. So he ate 12 of them, the lower shear. He ate 12 of them. So 12 times 8, he ate 96 beitzim. The Geis Lefanenu, he ate 13 times 8, he ate 104 beitzim. 104 beitzim. So, that means, to make it practical, how much is a beah? Let's go with the it's assumed, accepted, that a Be'ah, M'chaim No, is 57.6. That means the shear of Dala Beitzim is going to be 230 smack. 230 smack by water displacement C. That's the Nepach over here. Now, if you go to pizza stores, I just walked around a little bit this morning, I saw something that closed down, but I didn't know what it closed down, but Maisa, there was used to be J2, and there's always different ones around over here. What is the standard size of a slice of pizza? So that tells me the one that are under the Bedatz Hashkocha. Bedatz says, make sure the slice of pizza, each one is less than 90 samak in weight. If it comes out to eat two slices, the store owner will tell you, he puts juice inside the dough over here, the owner will tell you that Bedatz says you make a mezainis. Why? Because if you have two slices, that each one is 90 samak, it weighs 180 samak, which is less than Shev Dala Beitzim. Other stores, the standard slice of pizza, in this country no real standard, is usually a little bit bigger, is about 125 samak, bigger, and they've had two slices, and what used to be by J2 was the size was 180, and the Uri used to be 250. And you have to go, walk around and see what they are. Not Badats, other ones, the standard slices are 250. Two slices are 250. So come along over here, the reason why these Badats stores are making it two slices, not because some are cheap, because some they want people who eat, think they ate enough to get by, and not get involved in the shell of Dala Beitzim over here. So that means you're having two slices over here. That's the size of 180 samak, less than Dala Beitzim.
They won't make the juice.
Well, also, we'll do a juice. They'll do two things. But that doesn't mean we'll get to how much juice. We'll see. Maybe we'll get a pizza at the end of the sermon. But yes, they're doing two things over here. They're trying to make it smaller, and they're trying to make it also with juice over here. Now, Rav Huna ate 104 Beitzim. That means he ate 5 times more than that. Two slices, 25 times more than that. He ate 50 slices. Let's make it clear what he ate over here. And he's still pretty hungry. He's very hungry over here. But Kamel of Nachman says, others are kvei sued upon it. You should wash and bench. That's the first understand what happened over here. Now, you could tell me the number 13 is a guzma. I said number 12 is not a guzma. Basically, I said the number 12 over here is a situation, so it's 96. 96 is fine. It's not 50 slices. Make it 40 slices. Whatever it is, but he ate a lot over here. Fine. That's first. Situation.
How much is 4 beitzim?
four beitzim, according to Chaim Lo, is 230 samak. Now again, you have to realize what Badatz is saying is by weight and not by water displacement. See, that means you have to switch it over. I'm not sure what the numbers are. Fine, that means they're saying. How do you understand the 850 slices? I've seen people, Baruch Hashem, can I know her? It's a talent. You have to work on it. Taka. It's like people are starting now for Purim. You have to start getting your stomach ready for wine. No. People told me this past Shabbos, they were working on it. 60? Not for Hesia, by the way. We discussed where the shear a couple weeks ago. The standard eggs that the swarm go, the Badis picture book is going 57 smack, it's going 55 smack. Because Reb Chaim Lo is 57 smack, that's his size of Chaim Lo. It'll come out to be 230 smack. You go with the picture book. We'll go 220 samak.
55 to 220.
It'll be 220 according to Banner. That means the picture book will be 220.
So in general, two slices we have to wash.
No, I didn't say that. Depends what. No, I did not say that. I'm just saying that getting around any question over here, we'll get the Mishnah Berurah says to be chishes from Dala Beitzim. They got around the chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah.
Why would the Bagatz have an interest in getting around the
Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah said to be chishes.
No. You mentioned that a pizza store might want you to sit down.
That's a over there. And the guy, a lot of people walk into the stores over here and say, two slices. And the guy behind says, but that's told me, and it's a good advertisement. That says, two slices, no problem, design this. The color this. So it's people will buy that more.
Because
he has an egg of 50. So it'll be 20. They're making sure it's less than 230. But now again, their number, they're saying it's less than 90 in weight, which again, you have to switch it over to one of the displacements here in that box. We'll get to, again, this is step by step. This is the first shlav of the Gemara. We didn't get to anything about Lachi yet. Step by step. The second shlav of the Gemara.
Is the water displacement number higher?
It really depends on how fluffy, how thin it is, how thick it is. That means it depends. You have to take out the picture book and see how it works. Depends also what you're counting.
What about people who want to wash in one slice?
We'll get to that. What Badatz does, it put in juice, makes a big problem for those who want to wash one slice. It'll make a problem for them. We'll get to that also. That's the end of the seminar. That's give me 2 weeks. Fine. Now, come on, Rav Yehuda, and he went to a simcha over here, and he heard these people eating these pasta b'kissin and doing making the bracha of Amoitzi. And this is the question, you're making a bracha of Amoitzi? They said, yeah, because Rav Menuda says, all our pasta b'kissin, all of them are Amoitzi. Said of Yehuda, we do not pass like Rav Menuna. I'm going to have machlokes tomorrow. What is a bracha pass of a kisson? It is pass. Rav Menuna says you make a moitzi. Said of Yehuda, that's not true. We do not pass like that. We'll get to that also, Beis Hashem. But it's the cholapach is that might be worse. It's at least that, maybe worse. Come on, Gemara makes a third statement. Shmuel says a person that ate lachmaniot, he made a moitzi. In fact, the Gemara, you make a moitzi, you just pasul b'kissin. The person not make a moitzi, lachmaniot is the case of pasul b'kissin. Says Rav Nachman, why? Because kveya sud upon it. Kveya sud over here. That means we have three statements. The Gemara came out three separate halachas. Number one, pasul b'kissin. What bracha do you make? You make a mezonos, not like Rav Menuna. Second is the kveya sud. We make a moitzi upon it. That's like Shmuel. Third is if he's not kveya sud, but others are kveya sud. We still make a moitzi, that's a Nachman. That's a three shlav in the Gemara. Now, just understand over here, the person, let's say, he sits down, kviya sudi, he has four slices over here. The loch is, he makes a moitzi, he has sviya, he has a case of a ikka suda, a bike of a Arab. The question is this nichl the get of a drabonon or the raiso? So, there's a sharitzian in Simon which test that we learned already, he sends you to be mekodim by us, who clears the question, the cholopach is by the case of Nilus preparis, is drabonon or the raiso? The Maestro Mishbura comes out, and he says, Allah is, once you have a suit over here, and you have a sphere over here, Abad is nichel neged of Adaraiso. If you have a suffix, if you benched or not, the Allah is, by a suffix of Adaraiso, you have to wash and bench as a suffix, because the suffix is Adaraiso. That means, and this Malach, the Shaitzin is saying, it's Betzim Kiveger, it's the grass, it's the sivis over here, they paskin, not like the Chochmah Shloimo, The halacha is when you have a kviyas tuda of a svia, a passover kistin, the halacha is you need benching deraisa. It's mamash halacha of a deraisa. What? In simin reish, test of kon yudalid. Case of a deraisa over here. So what's pshat over here? They were saying that when it's not kviyas tuda, not svia, it's a mezainis. It's be'etzim pass. It's a passover kistin, but we hold it's halacha passover deraisa over here. It starts with the Mishnah over here, on the Simen, and he quotes the Beis Yosef Lavosh. He says, it's true, it might be pas, but since the way to eat it is not the derech to be kaveh sudo, it's only nichel and get of arai, therefore to give the chshivas of when it's right now the abonon, it's not a lechem yichya odom, it's not a sudo over here, therefore once Chazal are mistaking the brachas by the case to the abonon, we're not going to give the get of the maila pas, we give the chshivas of the case to mezonos. That means pas because it is pas. You have to realize that it is pas, eat a sphere, it's mamash benching the raiso. But since it's not the normal way, you might sit down and eat a whole entire cake over here, but that's not the derech typic fias over here. Therefore, the Chazal gave it not the chshivas of pas. When is the case of arai, epic fias, I cannot be able to wash a bench. But the case of arai, not the derech, the case of yam mazainis and alt main sholosh. Lalocha kamul mechaber in Sefav. First, he says five halachas in Sivav. That means he first explained what Passover Bekissin is. And Mishmur says, you want to know what that is, that's Siv Zayin. But now, once you know what it is, Siv Zayin, what's the halachas over here? The first of the Mechaber, Passover Bekissin, number one, the halacha is Bari Minim and Zaynus, not like Rav Mununo, like Rav Yehuda. Number two, says the Mechaber, the Brocha Achoyno is Me'in Sholish, not like Rashi, like the Rashbo, the Rambam, the Rosh, and others. Number three, he says, if let's say others are kveir sudo, again, he's not kveir sudo, with a paskin, like of Nachman, that I look over here, you make a brocha upon it, get a kveir sudo. Number four, he says, let's say a person over here, he comes to eat, and he wants to eat a little bit. He changes his mind, like he starts eating a couple of pieces of cake, looks at him afterwards, oh my gosh, the whole cake's gone. So, remember, she had a shield here of a kveir sudo. Says the Mechaber, even though you start off with a mezainis, you have to make a brich samozin. Now the Mishmur does bring down for the Magar Ram, when did he realize that he's having the whole time meal over here? If he realized and he still has a shir kviyas student to eat afterwards, the Chanami still did not wait until tonight. But numerous people do not realize till afterwards, or there's no shir left over here, that oh my gosh, I had a kviyas student. Then the Mishmur says, in that situation, being in the Shayatzian, Pashas, you're nichol get of Nimlach. You change your mind, not plan to eat it. You have to stop over here. If you need a bari minim is zaynus over here, it's not a sugya of nimlach. If you plan to eat it, you would have washed the bench at the beginning. So the chura comes along. You have usually people are realized after the eight. But you realize that he's still eating. If you have the shear left over, it's a moitzi. Otherwise, it can be the case of mizaynus. The fifth halacha of the mechaber is when a person he is kaveya, the maaser he is seveya. He's full over here. He's kaveya sudo or one slice over here. A ma'aser the oilam is not kavei over here. Kamung the Beis Yosef being the machlokes, the Raiv and the Beni Moshe. You say the klal of botel daitoy. Kamung the Mechaben says it brings down the pasuk like the Rosh of Beni Yoino. The Lochi say botel daitoy. You see, your person says I'm always kavei sudo one slice for breakfast and supper. That's all I eat over here. Says the Mechaber, you can kavei what you want. Ma'aser the oilam does not eat one slice, especially the small slices. And not nechlin get a kfiyas over here. But Ladaik will make my in Shalosh. Again, on the assumption, peaches and Mazinus. If it's a Maisi, the whole different ballgame. On the assumption, whatever you over here, you ate over here, you're Kaveh, the Maisi is standing off.
You're saying
both of Dante Bear, the Maisi over here? Dante, I didn't say Sphia, I said Kfias. The Sphia and two different things over here. The Magavam intertwines the two. But you have to know when do we say one, one say the other. Now, first, those are the five halachas of Mechaber. I think it's very clear. To first understand how to apply the Mechaber, the first question I discuss is, what is Shir Kviya Sudo? Second over here, the Locha is Kviya Sudo. What is that exactly? So first, come along the Beis Yosef, he brings down over here an ogre, and he's coming from a Shmuel Alekid over here. The Shir is the Kviya Sudo Erev Ubaiker. The standard meal that a person eats in the morning and eats at night. That's the Shir over here, Negeir to the Locha of Kviya Sudo. The standard of Sudo. Now they point out, Bezman HaChazal, they used to eat once in the morning, once a night. The morning, God, is usually earlier than us. They'd wake up early by Vasikin, then have breakfast at 7, and then they have supper at, let's say, at 5. They had two meals. Us, we wake up 8, 9, we have breakfast at 9:30, let's say. and then we have lunch at 1 o'clock, and then we have another snack before we go to Seder at 3:30, and then we have supper at 7. So then we have a night supper at 11:30 before we go to sleep. And we have like 5-6 meals. The Maisa, we don't seem to have really a kfiyas. What defines kfiyas by us? So first, they did ask of Yashu B'chaim, let's say a person every morning he has a coffee and his couple of cookies. Come to Shiva Smear, that guy is a couple of cookies and a coffee. Or people have a coffee and a donut. That's something smaller here. Is that Kfiyas Suda? That's the Swarm, that's not Kfiyas Suda. That's something what they call a snack or to get by to lead to the next meal. In those days they couldn't do it. They had no place to eat during the day. Like you went to work in the field, there's no food there. Here we have stores all around the place, and you know, go buy something if you're hungry a little bit to get by. So first it's Swarm, I clear the fact that you eat something as a meal has to be eating it as a real meal. Not to eat it as a way to get by. We want the best raya, let's say you have 2 days, Yontif and then Shabbos, we have two real meals. And the amount of meals that we eat in those meals on Yontif are very different than the amount of meal we eat during the week, because during the week we have 5 meals to eat the same amount, and on Yontif we have 2 meals to eat the same amount. So it seems to be that you have to be a kfiyas suda over here. A boik of erev. So again, so we have one malach, that first of all, boik of erev, but does not mean a meal to get by. Now, Kamul Achoinim, and they point out that what defines Boikiv Erev? That means we know the different meals you can have. The Geta Sukiv Erev Chatzeris, Erev Tidchumim, over there it says the shear of a meal of Lechem of a Prusa is Gimel Vidal Beitzim. That means the Ilum Sukiv Erevin, Machlik Tanaim over there, is the case of a Lechem, a kicker, is an 8 beitzim or 6 beitzim. And therefore, a prusa is a part of the kicker. That's half of that. It's a chatsi kicker. If machloikis among the tnoim is a gimel beitzim or dal beitzim. Melocha, it's machloikis Rashi versus Rambam, is a gimel like the Rambam or dal like Rashi. Aloch lamaisa, the mechabin tof reishu beis, because of cheetahs. Is a shear of a amount of a chatsi prusa. The geta prusa, a chatsi kicker, is that gimel beitzim or dal beitzim. Rishpo come along over there, any paskins, and the gear to the rices of Yimachmer, and give it its cheer, and the gear to our bottoms will be makel. The question now is that in the gear to our sugi, is that the definition of a meal? What defines the meal? It's come along with Kiveger, by us on the page, and he sends you to the Tosfos Yom Kippur, he sends you to Percha Shushan, he says, if it's a suda in the gear to Erev Chatzeris, Erev to Dchumim, who did it? It's a suda in the gear to us, and therefore, what's the sheer kviya suda? 3 or 4 beitzim. Therefore, Loch Lamaisa, the Eliyaba passes away according to Sefer Or Chodosh, Machzah Shekel, the Nesiv is called this way, and therefore the Bnei Sfad are passing this number. That means the Ben Ishchai, the Kavachayim, the Or Letzion, Yubiya Omer, the Yalki Yosef, Mordechai Elio, they passing the shear for Kfiya Sudo is 3-4 Beitzim. Therefore, the Bnei Sfad write, do not eat 3 Beitzim, or eat more than 4 Beitzim. Why? Because Yeva Baya is a Nagmi Me'in Cholosh. Or Bechstam wasn't. Now, that means it'll come out if you go with that shear between 3 and 4 beitzim. If you go with Chaim Noah, it's between 172 samak, 230 samak. 172 is 3 beitzim. 230 do not eat that amount. My Sinumus Svarim today, they want to tie that the Chaim Noah says the shear of Adaram is 3.2. Then we get 57.6, his number. My Sinumus want to tie that they know the Matzias of Adaram is 3. And therefore they say the size of an egg is 50. And therefore they say the Svarim will go, allow them go. The size of a beitzo, and 3 times that gimel beitzim is 150. So svardim are very machmen not to eat 150, or to eat more than 200. They pass from gimel dal beitzim. Let's say they didn't eat more than 150. Do they make birch samosin? Says the Kav Chaim, yes. Kav Chaim passing might say yes. So fine. So we have one malach that what is the shear of kfiyas suda, which we get from shmur is not passing like we simply choish for. And what the bnei svard do passing like. The shear is gimel udala beitzim, chosh for both, but the maker brichta mosin above 3.
Even if it's just
cookies? Whatever get a passive kiss in this. Well, that's Siv Zayin. Mishmur said, Siv Zayin will explain what it is, but whatever Siv Zayin is, yes.
Even if it's just to get by?
Yeah, that's not the shear. That means that getting by is a different sugya. That means, yes. This is the shear gimel udala beitzim. The second side over here. Come on, the grass, the Rosh Hashulchan brings him down. It says the idea of Gimel Dal Beitzim is Erech Tchum Eben Chatzeris. That's the suit of an Oni. Oni. A suit of an Osher is Chatzi Oimer. That's the dose of the meal. Go to the Chasna. That's the meal of Chatzi Oimer. How much is chatzi yomer? It's more than 21 beitzim. And they pask you, you want to have a case of kfiya suda, you have to a meal. Not a meal. Not a niyam. A meal! That's 21 beitzim over here. Even they paskin, the Graz, the Aruch HaShulchan, they paskin in the Shia 21 beitzim over here, which is a festival over here. Asana Shlishi, we're saying over here the size of beitzim, Kamul Kvegir, after being down the first two that says Gimel Dal beitzim, bring down the Gan HaMelech, it says the Shia is what? Kriya Suda, a Boik of Erev. Whatever that Shia is. And therefore, the Chochma Zalman says, he heard from the Goyin, that he says the Ged over here is the Suda's Erev a Boiker, like it says in the Beis Yosef, the Og over here. Now, the Shai Tzion points out that we'll get to the sugya what's to mitzaref the lefes, numis poiskim, seem to go, the Magavam Udi'imei, seem to go, the loch is, the gedder is a kviya pseudo of Boik of Erev. Some say if it goes this way. So we have ikir, three shitas before Mishmua's psak over here. We have either three or four beitzim, we have the shir of 21 beitzim, or we have the shir of pseudo's Erev a Boiker, which again, we define Erev a Boiker does not mean your breakfast, that's to get by. We mean the pseudo's Erev a Boiker. Now, if I remember correctly, I think Mizoysa Bracha says for a person that's usually six beitzim, six, a little bit more than six beitzim, I'm usually three slices. That's a meal. That's a meal, three slices. American slices. Whatever you, depends what you mean. Not two. That's usually six beitzim. Coming to the Chadu Paskin, says the Mishabu, and the Chadu Paskin like this. We Paskin, the Gedda's Suda's Boik of Erev. That's our Psak. However, we're Chayshish for the Shia of Dala beitzim. You have to realize, Mishmua starts off with Gimel Dal Beitzim, and he ends off with Dal Beitzim. It says, V'moshe numash achoynim, chaznish, and stipend others, what's b'shan the Mishnah Berurah? Number one, first, once you're paskening the loch is the ikir, after Yisus Boikim Ve'erev, let's call that six Beitzim. So, we're not going to go with the Chosh of the Shia, three Beitzim. For Eid, this is a Didi Rabbonon, and Mishmua already said, Tafresh your Beis, for the Rabbonon to make and give a gedder of Dal Beitzim. So, the loch, we're going to paskin and be chayshish from dal beitzim. Anything less than dal beitzim, there's no chshash. Dal beitzim is a chumah, is a word of Mishavua, is toiv lochush. He does say kolshkein, something that's a sophic passive kisnin, which the oil like saying, what does that mean? That means like bezonos rolls. Ultimately, there's such a thing over here. Showing that you should be machmer once you hit dal beitzim. Certainly you should be machmer. And on that, Maisa, our standard Mazonis rolls, the Olam says over, we checked up this morning, there are Dala Beitzim, our standard Mazonis rolls, already hit that size. So do not eat your Mazonis rolls, says the Mishnah Berurah. Even won't call it Mazonis. But Maisa, how do we paskin? Suda's Boik of Erev. That's how we paskin over here. That means these Mazonis rolls the person's eating is not Suda's Boik of Erev.
Less than
6 weeks. Yeah. It's you won't eat that. You eat more. You eat a baguette, not a mezonos roll. That's not used as a Boik of Erev.
Mezonos roll, the small ones.
Yeah, the small ones, the ones that they give the airplane to get by. Right, that's what they're giving to you for to get by.
That's bigger than regular-sized
the pizza. Is it bigger? It really depends which ones. Again, I took out the picture book this morning, and the rolls that he had in his picture book, all of those rolls were less than dollar beitzim. I mean, they were more than dollar beitzim. I'm sorry, the other way. But you have to, again, you have to see if they're what the size is.
It's also sharp in time for cheese, but
We'll get to that. What stuff is that? But again, Balalocha, step by step. So again, to be clear, it comes out that less than Dala Beitzim, less than 230 Samak, Mishwaz Nachoshis, Barimim, and Zainus. More than that, still Mizainus and Main Cholish. But Tay Locha, as soon as the case of Savak. Pasav of Kisnan. The Maisa the Chodashani, he's very interesting. He says, our Beitzim, he passed, we went to the Shurim, the Beitzim on the Skatnu. So it's Dala Beitzim. But every Beitzim is 100. So he says, to be Choshish, the Loch should be Dala Beitzim, which is going to be 400 Samak. 400 Samak, he says. He says, but let's say Yisus Erva Biker is less than that. Why are you washing less than that? We said less than 200 Samak, that's really Butler Dite, it's Kolodim. Again, because he goes with his eggs, even the abundance will be double. Fine, but the Maisa Swam did not make you like Chodeshani over here. They say less than 230 Samak to be Choshish, but according to him, you have till 400 Samak to be Choshish. That means the Mazonis rolls are not Nichol to get a 400 Samak over here, if you're not Kveya Suda, according to Chazanish. According to Chodeshani, Mahalach and the Chazanish. So again, the first question and the answer to the Sugya is what the Shi over here of Kveya Suda, we Paskin Suda's Boik of Erev. I will chayshish, tayv lachush, in the shi over here of for Dalabetim, 230 Samak. Now, once a second over here, the Shia Kriya Sudo, we do have a loch over here that let's say you have Kriya Sudo, but others are not Kriya Sudo. And look at Machaber, we pass in the loch of Butler Daitoy. Machlokis, Rivet, and the Ben Moshe, Butler Daitoy. That means, even if you're Kriya Sudo, who do you depend upon? How do groups go? How do you find people over here? Comes to be a locha and says near Boris Pasha to him that people who are a certain age are not the same thing that Nair is a kingdom. A Zokin eats much less. I'll have his group over here. And Nair eats much less. And I assume he says Nair, it means a 10-year-old, 12-year-old, 13-year-old, because if you mean a Nair, a teenager, they usually they're growing, they eat a lot more. I assume it means a Nair, 12, 13. Those people might eat less, and therefore they have their own group. That means if they eat a Zokin, eats one slice, all the kingdom eat that way, the loch is going to be not butler daitoy, if they're commissioned upon it. If a 35-year-old, 30-year-old might eat one slice, say butler daitoy. Goes by the age over here, that's one. Now once we have that, once the Mishmur is Mechadshi side of groups, which those are factoring upon him, where do you get it from? Or seeing the others say, no one says it, the first one says it, so Mishmur, where do you get it from? Near Boris, partially that way. Butler daitoy goes by groups. But fine, once we have this side, now what defines groups? Are women an entity on its own? Besides Avada, but in Halacha, when they get the brachas, the Am b'fnei atzmoi, are their own group? Everyone knows women eat different than men. Are they a different group? So, for the Isser... Mommy's listening, okay. So, Shlomo Zalman, the Isser question of the same bracha, and he says, the Maisa Noshim, they eat differently, and they're their own group. So, Shlomo Zalman, there they are. The Eva comes along and they say, Isha eats two slices, you know, a guy only eats three. Avada, women don't eat more than two. Of course, you won't say by them, but Lodaitai. By one, you know, a half a slice. That you'll say, Isha said, I only eat half a slice. Avada, that you say, but Lodaitai. One exact line already, what half. Yeah, again, so we're building from the Mishmur. Mishmur says, Zokin and Orim. Kamun Shomaz Alman says, who did Noshim? The Chaim says, no, not the Mechal, it's not brought down the way the Mishmur. But there's this darkest far, once you make groups, let's make groups Noshim. If so, let's take it a step further. Do you go by size? Right? Let's analyze it. Let's be realistic already over here. Do you go by weight? Some people are a little bit bigger than others. And if they eat more. Do you say Melech HaBashin is the same size as a regular person or not? So the Maaseh, again, interesting question over here. They ask a question of Biyashim in the Shi'urim over here. You want to say, no, Maaseh, all people are even. It's very hard to understand why that's so. Maaseh, the art scroll, when he brings it down Pesach Halacha, he says, Derech Agav, age and weight. He puts in the word weight. Weight doesn't make every group by itself. That means you have to look at the person. What does his group over here eat? You say the singular butler daitai. What defines to get a Kriya Sudo? That means I assume a regular person. Kriya Sudo will be three slices, a regular person. But again, every group, you have to know. What group you define to be part of, when you say the Klal butler daitai or not.
Where the two slices come from?
I'm just trying to cover myself. People argue about two slices. We'll get two slices. Then the same. Instead of getting involved saying two, I say three and a half just to...
Someone has a sleeve, Zichron.
What?
Someone has a sleeve, Zichron.
Sleeve? I'm not sure what that means. But they do discuss if a person's a chaylo, let's say he's healthy, he eats three slices. He's a chaylo, only a certain amount. On the chaylo, they want to know that's his group at him. Don't say chaylo have their own group. Piskei Tshuvas and Obliyashiv and Mdani Osho, others say, no, chaylo is part of a group. He's just sick right now. So that's not a kviya sudo, he's not healthy right now. That means, again, Bialoch has a chiddush. You have to realize it's a massive chiddush. You can make groups off. It's not a question of how far to take groups, and that's the shell among the Achronim in the Bialoch sheet over here. No, Achayla, because he's sick right now. That's not his group, Edson. We can argue. I hear the time of. Oh, like that. No, that could be, maybe, I'm not sure how to look at that. Good question. Now that they make it closer. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Now, one thing over here this year is eating, let's say, Rechoshim Dala Beitzim. But this year, the Kriyas Sudo the Bike of Erev, let's say you eat things with it. Let's say people are not Kriyas on two slices. But the Kriyas two slices when they have the chips and the soda, right? That's the standard. It comes together with it. The sign says 15 shekels, two slices, chips and soda. So fine, two slices and off, but all together, it's a Kriyas over here. Are you mitzaref all the things with it to make together Kriyas? How are we making the cheshbon of the food that a person over here is eating? So, it's very clear in the Magen Avraham, he speaks out this question, and the Etzem first, he makes three levels over here. Three different halachas, he says. Number one, he says a person who eats the slefes, to get his case with the meat over here, and the ma'aseh said he is surveyor. Even though others, if you wouldn't eat the lechem by itself, would not be surveyor. But since he ate this thing with lefes, we starve it and give it a shia kviya sudo. That means that, let's assume again, two slices and not kviya sudo, to argue the point. But he ate a bunch of things with it, and you surveyor, lochit would starve that with it to make kviya sudo. Aleph. Second thing says the Magen Avraham, let's say a person eats pas by itself, and he is surveyor. But others, lemaisa, they will not be surveyor with the pas they ate by themselves. Then the loch is, you say, the idea of butler daitoi. Yes. Number three, he says, but let's say a person eats pas, and he is surveyor by itself. And others, they usually eat his pas with other things, but by itself they'll not be surveyor. But the derech is to eat with other things, they will be surveyor. The amount, means the amount of pas they ate will not be enough to be surveyor. Let's take two slices. I think it's a good example. A person ate two slices, and they are surveyor. A person eats two slices, usually they're not surveyor. But usually when you eat two slices, you'll have french fries and other things with it. So they usually will be surveyor, because that's how they usually eat. It says the Magen Avraham Echidush over here, if you go after him, he's surveyor. Go after them, they usually eat other things with it, they would have been surveyor. See, either way, even though just two slices, we'll say about the diet type, but since others eat other things with it, the other loch is nichon together, kviya sudo, you have to wash the bench. That's his Echidush over here. Now, to apply this halacha over here, we have to put like six things together. I'll just sift up. Oh, we'll get to that. That means, speak out first, speak out the questions, then to confuse you and clarify it. So first, the question we discussed already is one question. Was it Shia Kviya Sudo? Is it Vayikra Erev? Was it Dal Beitim? That's one question we discussed. Second question is, do we pass like this Magen Avraham that Lefes is going to be both together with the Shia of Kviya Sudo? Number three is, put the two questions together. We're saying the Lefes is being misarved to the Shia Sudo. Which Shia Sudo? Shia Sudo of Dal Beitzim or Shia Sudo of Vayikra Erev? Number four, when the Mitzarev Lefes to the pass, how much pass do you have to eat? Eat a crouton, that's enough. Nice. How much? Oh, we'll have to get to. Number five, when you say the Lefes is being eaten together with the pass, you mean you have to put it on the cracker with the liver on top of it together? Or does it mean on the same plate? And number six, let's say you ate it all together, but the whole tsua that you're eating over here is derech arai. For example, the Archa Shulchan says, eat by Kiddush, and you kugel, and your cholent, and your cake, and your herring, you eat everything. And your mullet, but the whole tsua is arai, because you're eating a meal a half hour later. Maybe it will not have this chum over here of kriya sudo. That's the six questions you have to put together to answer this sugya over here. The first question. First question we had discussed, what is Shia Kviya Sudo? Again, we paskin, we should go paskin with all the balkas. The Shia Baikir of Erev, Choshed Alevetim. Second, we pass on this Magen Avraham, the left is to Mitzarev to pass. Since the Magen Avraham, Avaraya, dig for the Gemara over here. And therefore, the Eliyahu brings down Aloch Lamaisa, the Sivis paskins away, the Graz, the Mishruah brings down Magen Avraham Aloch Lamaisa, and therefore, there's Ramosha, Biashiv, Koshani, all this passing like this. Asad Hasheni on the page Kamal v'Shari Tshuva being done the Chidon says Mefakvek right after Gemara, that's the Raya. Most of us can answer the Raya. That the Chor is not right from the Sugi over here. Therefore the Or Choshulchan says we do not pass like this. And therefore if you look in the Kavach Chaim says not passing. The Chaznish has a question where you make the shear of Kviya Sudo, are you mitzarif the Miloy or only the Tavlinim? He has a question over here when you have this Pasuk B'Kisnin, are you mitzarif only the tavlid and the spice inside, or even the midi inside? So Isim Chaim, what about lefes? Said it was a bracha Chaim because he does not hold like the Mishaburo. The shela, maybe the midi not mitzarif. The vada the lefes not mitzarif. It's not part and parcel of thing itself. That means the chaznish might have paskin against this, and therefore the bnei svar, the kavachaim, the orletzion, the maestro, they do not paskin against this. They say not the sugi of lefes. Therefore, let's take them. They paskin, the shear over here is again 150 smacks to 200. They get a slice of pizza. Do you count the cheese and the sauce? That could be the question. But a vader, other things you're going to put on top of it or eat together with it, a vader you're not going to count. That means only the Bnei Ashkenaz will have this question. The Bnei Svad will not have the question to get the sugya of lefes over here. Their question would be the Chanis question. Do you count the cheese? That's going to be their question. For us, that's not a question. Third question. Again, we had put two questions, two things together. We said we have a shiur over here of Kviyas Tuto or Dal Beitzim, Aleph. We have over here the second year, the second idea, or with staff and Lefes together with a pass. We have Machloikis, Machabam, Shbuah, Sayyah, or Choshon Chad Nishle, Maisa, No. Now let's put the two things together. We're saying the Lefes is Mitzaref to whose shiur are going to come to Mitzaref to? To the shiur of Dal Beitzim or to the shiur over here of Kviyas Tuto? A bike of Arab, of a get of Svi over here. So, they bring down, Chanan says, Avadu would not get Mitzaref to Gimel Dal Beitzim. The whole Shail of the Mogad of Rom is only Mitzaref to share Kriya Suda. For Raya, read the Mogad of Rom. He does not bring down anywhere Gimel Dal Beitzim. So, the Shai Tzim Lomai, he's Lashitosa. He has no Shaykhis to that. He is a Shia of Svi. He writes the Lashon Svi in the Mogad of Rom. When you have a get of Svi, a bike of Arab, then left is come along to Mitzaref it. Even the Chodeshani was always a bracha that go this way. The only time it's staff lefes is again to be clear to the shear of Baik of Erev, the pseudo Baik of Erev. Atzal Sheni, the Machzah Shekel on the page over here, the Nesivis, they say not the way. But staff to lefes, even the shear Gimel Vadal baits him. Let's take it a step further over here. Even Nachdo Mong Avram, that says Gimel staff to the shear Baik of Erev, how much pasta do you have to eat? How much pasta do you have to eat? You have to do the Gezayis, Kebeya, Akruton, Gimel Dal Beitzim. So come along the Graz, that's brought down over here by the Shayatzin, and Simdi Mukhlawe, the Mishnah Bura. The loch is the amount to eat a pass has to be Dal Beitzim. When you have Dal Beitzim, then we'll mitzaf lefes with it. If you don't eat pass with the Dal Beitzim, says the Graz, with the lefes, that's not enough. You can't have pass less than Dal Beitzim. That means you want to have a kizayis of cake, and you even want to put your meat on top of it, eat it together, mamish is a lefes. You don't have a shia dal beitzim of cake, that will not be in saf the lefes, the shia ikir, pseudo, a bike of erev.
Where do
we see that mission? Well, we'll get to we'll see that. Shlom Zam goes this way, that's what I'm saying, Rochel, Bi'oim goes this way. Atzal Hasheni, it's clear, the master shekel, and the deceivers, the mice did not go this way. The Moshe had the tshuva. By Shmuel, he said you have to be very careful. People over there, they eat a gezeis of cake. They have tons of meat over there. And they have meat and tons of cake. And b'staref together, they have to wash and bench. The left is b'staref. We have passed it this way, aloch l'maisel. Saying you have a gezeis of cake with meat. And the Shmuel Sport people eat mostly other things over here. The Kamalim is saying this shi over here is you do not need to eat dala beitzim to have the chumrah of lefes over here. Halacha, coming with us, the time is. We'll have to get that. That's the next question. Very good question. Coming with us, he makes Allah lemais out of paskin. He says, first of all, the whole idea of the Mogavam left in the Mitzaref is machlokes of paskin. One suffix. Second, the idea over here that we have the idea of Dal Beitzim versus Sudh Baik of Erev is another machlokes. So you have a svek sveko. V'oid, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shayat Tzion. He says he cannot put the two together. Those want to argue the Shayatin. But Shayatin says it's mucha for the Mogar of Rome. It says left is the mistarif and must be did not hold the Shia Dal Beitzim, not like the Goyin. So obviously he says in Mishnah, you cannot put the two Shitas together. They're Stirim Ne'abei. Now obviously Machzor Shekel and the Sivas disagree. Mishnah Berurah is saying the Shayatin that the two Chumras over here cannot be done together. Avos himself wants to argue with the Mishnah Berurah. But Maisa come along, we have Lecholapak and the Svek Sveko. Maybe there's no idea of a lefes over here. The Shari Chula, Chidor, but fuck me, there's no right from the Gemara. And even if there is, maybe the Ikish Halach is Kviyas Tuto over here. So, Maestro, if you don't have that, you're not coming south of Shir only to the case of once you eat Dal Beitzim over here. Maestro, for those who want to disagree, again, we have Machzor Shekel, the Sivas, the Moshe and Shuvo, the Asher of Shamir, the one to disagree. On the Tzano of Machmer and say the Shir over here, you do not have to have. Shia pasta dal beitzim. How much pasta do you have to have? Okay, you have to realize that those who disagree on this idea that you get mitzaref lefes and do not need to eat pasta dal beitzim. So how much pasta you have to eat? So the four ways of saying it over. We have Moshe Tshuva says over a gezayis. You have a gezayis of cake and mitzaref everything with it. That's a Rashi, well, Schoenberg, they go gezayis. We have Nashi Klein and Tshuva, Chodeshani, they say you need to have roiv. The roiv has to be the case of pasta with kisnan. The way the Shulchan Torah, Shagamaya, is saying the Ashir Kabay over here, Rav Shtomach says you have to have the Mezenius being the Iker. So even that you do not need Dal Beitzim, which again, the Mishpat is not passing like, what the shear is Mavuch among the Chayin B'lechol HaPachas in the case of Gezayis. So again, if let's stick to the Mishavua, like they're trying to follow over here, the Mishavua comes out halacha that we are going to be Mitzdarif, but even Mitzdarif the Lefes, you have to eat the shear pas of Dala Beitzim, pas of Mekissin of Dala Beitzim. Then you Mitzdarif the Lefes, the shear Kviya Sud over here. Therefore, let's take an example. People eat brekkas. They say, people I see that times of shiva, they serve brekkas, and they have all other things together with it. They have rice, and they have salad, and fish, whatever, and the shiva. So the maisa, eating it all together, why do you have a bayah of mitzarif one to another? So they point out, that go to this halacha, the amount of brekkas you're eating are not dalabates, but they're klal. They're klal, not, the amount of shiva, they give you a whole, they give you the big ones, they give you less of the other stuff. They give you the small ones, the amount is really less than dalabates. So there is, if you want me chayshiv the machmirim, says of the Ashivay, simple word on mezayis bracha, you eat that, then you say an alam michi on that, if the other things are not mezayis, if the other things are domo or shakal, the fish over here, they're not going to be mitzarif, because you separate them by a bracha achorino. But if even without that, you can say, according to Mishibru, if you don't have dal beitzim, a passive bekistin, we don't care about the lefis over here. A fifth point, very important point, now we're saying lefis and mitzarif together with it. What defines lefes? What is this thing they eat together with bread? The way, again, the Moshe Teshuvah is very clear. He says anything. You have cake and you have meat. People not eat cake and meat together. He's very clear, right? So cake, kuf, yud, yud, kuf, over there. And he had a case of bus over there. He said, by Shmogos board, you have a baya of washing and benching. Anything you eat together, the Ashur and Ashur finally go this way. The Maestro, the Roy Pesach would not go this way. The way you look up in the Sivis, he says, you're eating it im hapas. That means you're taking crackers and you're putting the tuna fish on top of that. You're eating your, whatever your crackers, you're putting liver on top of that. You're eating it together, mamish. Yaakov Kamenetsky says, not only that, if you take the meat and you take your, or your liver, and you put your crackers, two things on the side, even the derech eat together, but eating it separate, that's not being malafis. Malafis means eating it one on top of another. Therefore, the Iskarshim Shlomo Zalman and the Mingzan and Shuvah, he said, that's being mamish together. Shagamaya, Lahiris Nosun, the Bliashim, the Bedom Zilber, of Sharmer, the Bliashim, some of both sides over here. Let's figure that one out. Fine, and only that, Ubdom Feinstein, they asked him, Maisa wants a loch, he said, you have to eat together, mamish. The Ismail, your father is Shuvah. He says, yeah, I don't understand my father. I don't understand, sorry, my father. Maisa left me his lepers. Now, there is a drop different way how the Chudashani, how he says it over. He says it has to be something that's a derech to be eaten together. That means, let's say you have crackers and liver, derech to eat together, you put it on the side. That's also the chalik of lefes. Yaakov Nesky says, no. If it's a derech, who cares? It has to be mamashi get of a lefes. That means to have the chumro, the magarvam, and shabru, you have to have mamashi case of a lefes. The sixth question to get to the sugi over here is, let's say a person, again, is eating by kiddush, mamash kusud shlam b'shaitoi, was all derech harai. And mamash kiddush past Shabbos, person had a kid, we're doing a segel beer, you can't have a big kiddush. So that means no chairs over there, but a lot of food over there. And people, mamish, sitting down, so we all eat how much we need to want to eat. Mamish, shalom b'shaita, but it's a seger. Can't have chairs. Well, I'm not sure that does. Fine. So we have no chairs over here, so we're not sitting down to eat. No kviyas over here. Mamish, it's two of aray. But the amount of people eating over there are mamish, roi mam. So the question over there, how do you look at that? Is that now be nichel together of a kviyas boik of aray? There's no kviyas over here. The pasha was standing. They're walking around eating over there. So, it's not the derech. The derech is not to have a meat, a kviyas pseudo without having a kviyas. It's not a kviyas. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan L'maaseh declares this question over here. Shmuel Shwed with a similar question over here, but L'maaseh could be that's nothing to get a kviyas over here. If Shmuel Shwed there for an hour eating, or they have tables there, L'maaseh can sit down by Yesh Lodin. L'maaseh, there is a question to Ramosha, Meshua Aaron, Meshua Aaron, Meshume Aaron. Meister Moshe says, if you eat Fidar Kvias, then you'll get a Kvias. You can't say that's Kvias Sudo if it's Aaron. If the two are eating is Aaron, that's Aaron over here. That's your client, Chodeshon even sat this way, it's Aaron, that's him. Tash, and Yisrael Shalom Zalman, he says, what you ate a Kvias Sudo. So if Kosev, it's a Kvias over here. Shai to Blisky over this way. The Chashuk is very interesting, he goes through this by Riches. He says, L'maisa, he has tried to melam its chus on the tzibah over here, and he ends off, So I guess if you come on time for Mariam, maybe you have an eighth over here. That's the end of it. Meister the Chuvai, sorry, it's Bechuvai, discusses Barichas, and the big of Vuch among the Achronim had to apply something with Etzim Azari, which Stam is a person not eating that Sura, but Claudius, maybe only by a second. But then the Shela had applied this Sugi in the Gate to Lefis, and through of eating in the Gate, Kfiya Suda had applied it. So first, let's get clear. We spoke out six questions to get the answers clear according to the Mishnah Berurah. Number one, what is the Shia over here? Mishnah Berurah passed from the Shia is Kfiya Suda Boiku Ve'erev. He is Choshish from Dala Beitim, not Gimel. Koshkein is a Vesog Pasa Babi Kisnan. Aleph. Second, are we going to start from Lefis with it? Magarvam Mishnah Berurah Maisa Paskins, we do start with it. Not like those who are factoring upon it. Number three, look at the questions. Number three, when Mitzaref and Lefis with it, how much pasta do we have to eat? According to Avazai Paskins, we're doing that way in the Mishnah Berurah, you have to eat the shear of a pas over your over Dala Beitim. Number four, who shear come to Mitzaref it with? We're coming to Mitzaref the shear of not Dala Beitim, only come to Mitzaref the shear of Kfiya Suda Baikiva Erev. Number five, what is Lefis to Mitzaref? Making this from seem to go something you eat together with a pas mamish, not like a moisha, cake and meat on two separate things over here. That's not nichel to get a lefes. And number six, if you eat in the tzur of Arai, what exactly is that? Mevuch among the achronim, is it what to be semich upon, beruchum michapa ovin? Fine, to start over here, it's a zayin.
What? How much is
Beke
Averim?
How much is? Beke Averim. The Zayis Avrocha, I think he says over, if I remember correctly, six pates, three slices. That's why the three. I think it makes sense. Again, but if four comes out, the fee you're, how much you weigh, and how big you are, and whatever the size is. I mean, there is no real fees. That means women will be less. Women, I think posh will be less. You know, children will be less. They can be different. What? No, Mishmul makes groups. It's quite Mishmul, there are groups over here.
Every pizza store is doing it differently, though.
America is yeah, I don't know. Now, just again, to start off, to understand the plotus of local Maisa, obviously you have to understand what is the Apostle Bekislin. And Betsim Siv Zion should have been first, and the Shabuah starts off to Vav. We have to really find what Apostle Bekislin is. So let's first define what it is. So first comes out, Mechab is very clear, he has three sheets of what Pasa Baba Kisim is. He starts off quoting by the Yoinu, by the Chananel, it's a case of Kisim, that we have packets over here. Lashon, the Taz, the Paiskim is like, on Pur, we make Hamantashim. We have poppy seeds inside over here, or in this country they have chocolate or jam inside over here. Fine, what do they put inside over here? These packets over here. So by the Chananel, by the Yoinu, that's the Pasa Baba Kisim, that's how the Torah brings down, and all the Mahalas does the Torah bring down. Rashi Shito. Rashi says, no, pas habob big kistin. Kistin is the clays that we roast over here. The pas that brought together with that, that's nilush. It got kneaded together with it. You might put a glaze inside, but it's nilush over here. The mice that Taz brings down in Rashi that says the case over here is not the way. Rashi goes to the case of kistin. Says the Chaim Moshe, look in Rashi the Sugya. Rashi learns not that way. Rashi learns the Sugya is nilush. He says the black and white. I'm not sure how to answer the Taz. The mice, someone calls the sheet of Rashi over here. That's kiss number. Ikir Rashi says black white the get is over here nilush. That's the Rama Paskins. Get is nilush. Third shito is the Oroch being done for Rav Haigoin. This case it's yovish, it's parich, it's very dry, very brittle over here, it falls apart when you chew it. That's been nichel in the get of Pasal Bikistan. So those are the three. Let's define all three. First we have a case of Pasal Bikistan, that's kissing there are pouches over here. So speaks out the Mishabura coin the Taz. A person, let's say he takes out the mezainis, I'm sorry, he takes out the jam inside or the poppy seeds, left only with the mezainis. So the filling is not there anymore. Says the Taz Mishnah Berurah, since we go by Shasafiyah, we see clearly that it's possible with Kistan, it still is a mezainis. Agam, the filling is not there, the pie is not there, the mulli is not there. But since it was that way, it stays that way. V'oid says the Mishnah Berurah, fakert, let's say you take out the jam or the filling and you eat it by itself. That would not be a mezainis. We only make a broken filling. But he says they're both together. He says even though there might be the ikur is the filling, we have a klal called sheish pay. We want both over here. There's an interesting chodashani. He wants to medayik pshan of the taz mishnah berurah. The daf could take out the filling and you see clearly a hamantash. But let's say you take from the ends and you don't see anything that's nikur that it came from pasim of kistan. In one time chod that's the case of pas mamish. You have to wash a bench. That means someone breaks off from a hamantash, had just the ends over there. The massive chiddush. I will read the Taz Mishru not the way. We go b'shas sefiyo. Has he get a mezainis? That could be our hamantash and has also nilush inside. But let's say it's not nilush inside. According to the Shani, he says you have to wash that. Now, let's say you make something that
makes a difference in the juice.
We'll get to the English. We'll get to that, Bez Hashem, I think. So again, in the Gate Kisten, number one, Kisten means a pouch over here. They do discuss, let's say you make a pascoma and you put things inside of it afterwards. That they say is nichol to get a, really a sandwich. When you make a pas over here, as a get of a pas. Put things in afterwards, of, only if it's baked afterwards, that's a get of being one thing. If it's not baked afterwards, as a get of being two different things over here. The pas, a gamma has meal inside. That means you take your bread, you put jam inside, you roll it up, and now, oh, here's a pas of a Kisten. No, that's pas with jam inside. So it has to be something that's cooked and made that way. Now let's say you have a mealy over here. We'll have to get the donuts, but show them later on the cement. Now let's say you have a case of mealy. That's not the case over here. Is you have sugar inside, the vash inside, shkedim. We have different things inside, the jam, poppy seeds. That's all the things inside. Let's say it's not sweet things. You put inside of it meat. You put inside of it fish. Let's say you put cheese and sauce on top of it. So it's not nichol the gedda of mealy over here. So Taz says the ma'aseh it is by us. We'll send you the end of the siman sifyun zayin how to apply that, what that means. Now we have to realize the case of pizza is really a question of mealy. However, the big mavucha Taz among Avram how to apply practically sifyun zayin. What does that mean? And Mishul will not pass on like this Taz over here. Fine, that's the get to the sugya of Kisten. The second thing is something that's nilush. That means you have a case of dough, you put apple juice inside over here. So the Ilm is sort of very clear. It's Machlokes Beis Yosef versus Daki Moshe. What defines the get of nilush? Is the definition, as the Ilm calls it, nicker or ikker? The words of the Mechaber, he says, go after what's nicker. Those are the words over here. Mash Enkin, the Daki Moshe, goes after something that's ikker over here. That means, according to the Mechaber, if it's nicker, a gam is not the ikker thing. You take nichol and getter. That a person will be a case of a possible kisten, according to the Ramah, has to be a case that's ikker over here. Sorry, the other way. If it's not ikker over here, then according to the Mechaber, still be a possible kisten. According to the Ramah, you need a case of ikker over here. Says Ramah, being a chloraya, says that Kamoish. You know why? Because on Shabbos, we have all these chalas who has tons of sweet things inside, and we're washing and benching over here. How are you going to do that? Shabbos is Yontif. My seed coming together is nicker, should be a case of possible kiss, should be a mazainus. Elamite, the case over here is a situation of ikker. In fact, the Olam, I understand, on Shabbos, be kveya sudo. If you kveya sudo, a possible kissin, we pass in vadi washing bench. The pillar, they say, of one of the world is that Dr. Moshe being arrived from every Shabbos and Yontif, we have possible over here that the case is nicker but not ikker. Why in the world are we washing for? Must be the ghetto over here is ikker. Since Lahiris Nelson, to answer the question, it must be that some people will eat a slice of pasta with kisten, then they eat other things. And since they're eating other things, that was this kviya suda coming from. And therefore, one time it's a right against the Moshe that we're not mitzarf other things with the pasta over here. If our mitzarf it, that Moshe has no raya. Before again, you have to realize that Moshe's raya is really kashan or Moshe, you have to answer it. And even if you're right from Shabbos Yom Tov, I have this kviya suda, there is no kviya suda on these rolls over here. Kviya suda with other things with it, with the lefes. We're not going to have things to eat separate unless you eat it mamash on top of it.
We are starting
to start with the Moshe goes Gzayis. Moshe is a tshuva in Gzayis. You have to eat Gzayis on Shabbos. Gzayis by Shmokas for the cake and meat. According to Moshe, it's a pelle. You have to answer the Dr. Moshe.
It's also
but again, he said every Shabbos is Yontif with no Shalosh is Yontif. Guys, just for you, he said the word Yontif, Dr. Moshe. Just for you. Now, what defines over here the case of Iker? Let's go with Amar. The loch has to be a case of Iker. So, do we need a case of having Roiv or not? Let's make it simple. When the Chandish from Maestri, you do not need a case of Roiv. But let's say you have Roiv May Peris. A very important question with Lama Vukha coming from. Let's say you have Roiv May Peris. The Maestri is still not Nicker in the East over here. I mean, the Amar said you need Nicker. It has to be cake. Everyone tastes this. It's cake. Let's say it's not Nicker, it's cake. But Roy May Paris. What would halacha be according to the Ramah? What would he hold? So the Ilum brings down this Masham, saying Pshat Lecholpov to the Mechaber. That the whole Machlokes Mechaber the Ramah is Iker versus Nicker is Dafka. We do not have Roy May Paris. Once you have Roy May Paris, Avad that's Nilush. The word is 49%. This is 51%. Of course, that is the definition of Nilush. The whole Machlokes we do not have that. When you have that, you do not need to have the case of Nikr over here. Because Be'etzem, you have Nilush. Metzias, you have it. Or another way of saying it over, the same idea, once you have Roiv, come on the Shlo and the Graz, they want to know that you need Roiv Besiachis to the Mayiv. Once you have Roiv over here, Roiv might as well beat out the wood over here, as you get a possible Bekisnan. So it gets to a very important Yisrael over here, which really is Mezonos rolls. By Mezonos rolls, they want Taino, Ramah says it has to be a case over here, that's Nikr. Mezonos rolls is not cake, it's not Nikr over here. Kamala Sron, they point out, but once you have Roiv May Paris, says in Minchas Yitzchak and Shuvah and Avos and Shuvah discussing Mezonos rolls, they're being done the Masham over here. And they want to tie the same thing to the Shalom the Graz from a different Svaro. Once the mice you have Roiv May Paris, the mice you do not need the side of Nikr anymore. Either because Roiv is more than the water, Nikr, right? Ramah needs Nikr. What?
Ikker.
Ikker. Ikker. Ikker. Ikker. Ikker. Ikker. You're right. Say it all over again. Once you have an Ikker over here, that you really sense like cake over here, once you have a case of Roy, you do not need to be Ikker over here. You have to be a case of Nikker. That means, for example, I people say Mezonos Roll is not Nikker. Nice it is. Take a water challah. And the Mezonos Roll, everyone can taste this Mezonos Roll. So solely it's Nikr. It's not an Ikr, meaning it's not cake. But solely it's Nikr, that's the Mezonos Roll versus water color. So it's Nikr and not Ikr over here. So in the case of Roiv, one time we have a Masham, saying the whole box, we have a Shloh and a Graz over here. Once you have a case over here of Roiv, that will be that, will not need the case over here of Ikr. Meister Shlomo Zalman, he said, that's the minig Yushlaim, make this aloch over here. The Yash goes this way. Tzad HaShem, you read the Mishavua slowly, it's of course in Lama Gimel. He writes, in the case when you have Roiv and it's near Gash, you need to have a Meister of both of them. They point out Mishavua is arguing on these Achroim over here. And the Avot and Shuvah said the Meister not to go this way. That means the Mezonos Roll is really building upon a Machlekes what the definition of Nilush is. Again, in the case you have Roiv, which Meister, the Roiv over here, did not make it Iker, as the Roiv, you know, went out. Now, first, Dain Weiss and Shuvah and the Vavoza point out you have to be very careful to put in apple juice. But let's say you put in 51% apple juice and now you have 49% of water and you want to go look for the Kilim. You have to realize the apple juice itself has 10% of water. That means they write in the Shuvah, and in this country you can write 100% apple juice and 20% be water. That's still nickel in the category of 100% in this country. How that works, don't know. But the Maisa comes along, you're going to put in what? 49% of water and 51% of apple juice, it ends up being really you have Roiv of water over here. So first, if you want to be stumbling with Malach, they point out, be very careful over here to make sure you have really Roiv of Mitzpahis. For those who are Taino, the whole Machlek is of the Achreinim of Mishabur versus other in the case of Roiv. But let's say if Kulei may Paris, everyone agrees you're not in the case of Iker, that's a Vadnus Nilush. It could be the Kulei Amles, the situation over here. So, Maisa, again, we have Machlekes. Once we have Machlekes Mechaber Amor and Nikkurus Iker, again, I'm going to the case of Iker over here. Once we have a case of Roiv, will it win out? Roiv may pay us. Let me just take first sweet challahs on Shabbos. The challahs the most of us buy in the store that's sweet over here. What's the bracha for Bnei Svart? Bnei Svart. So, if you ask the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Pais cannot say one thing. But if the Bnei Svart, is it Erlatin, if you're Omer Yaki Yosef, you say the case of Mezainus. Mezainus. The Maisa Kveyasudo, so fine, you have to wash your bench. Therefore, the Bnei Svart, they get water colors. All Svart get water colors, they don't get our egg colors over here. Now, Nigeya, building upon this, once we have again this Yisod over here, then all Matsu make Mezonos. Now, Nigeya just to Mezonos rolls, what comes out, is there such a thing as Mezonos rolls? Is there such a concept over here? Now, first you have to realize, if you go like the Masham, if you go like the Shloh, the Graz, once you have Roiv May Paris, Maisa either beats the water, or if we do not need the sort of Ik over here, the Maisa, we have a Locha, Bari Mina Mezonos, or Mezonos Rolls. Now, that's clear. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says that's the Minig Yushalayim, or Mezonos Rolls. That's, Lad Yosef goes this way, he says, he agrees, the Badatz, whether it's a sticker, or Mezonos Rocha, is the Badatz, he says, Nichli get a Mezonos Rolls. You want to blame them Shlomo Klug over here? I can tell me the Mezonos Rolls come with the amount to eat over here. It's Kviyas Sudo. Put the lefis together over here. Let's just take the airplane food. that the airplane that has a roll that says with a sticker with bedatz on it. So the maaser, we brought the food to Rav Berkowitz, the Trevier with a hapdish. I show guys the picture over here, the chabura that we brought to Rav Berkowitz. We asked him, is this going to be a suit that a person eats? He says he thought it was, but now he's looking at it because he didn't have the flight in years and years. This could be a suit. This is a get by. Maybe business class might be different, but this is a getting by suit. This is not a kviyas suit. So fine, so the maaser come along again. Not mitzad chumash shavai. The technical halacha will come along that you will not wash a bench. Now, Avad Mishibura says not to be toiv lochish lechatchilo of dal beitzim. Toiv lochish. You have to know if you're starving the airplane, what to go do? Fine, but maaser toiv lochish. The maaser is not a kviyas suit of boikiv erwa. They give you the airplane. There's a mezainis roll there, and therefore bischei locha goes this way mitchas osher. The difference from maaser pasuk is a mezainis roll. There's such a concept, and the bedatz does. Can you do it? Outside of Sheni, there's always these kolkoras and the signs and pictures all over. There's no such thing as a mezainis roll. Now, first of all, you read half the kolkoras, that's not what they're saying. Most of them, if you read them slowly, are saying when you kviya suda, there's no such thing as a mezainis roll, which is true, everyone agrees. They're saying, because people are saying that in a kviya suda, how can you sell it this way, how can you eat this way? In a kviya suda, you have to wash your bench. Just don't argue to that point. Kviya suda, but you have to wash your bench. You can't sit down and have two mezainis rolls with all the fillings inside and eat it. That's kviya suda. That you can't do. Some signs are being put up and said there's no such thing as a mezainis roll. Why? Because we pass the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says the get over here is Iker, and the Iker, even though there's Roiv, has to be near because there's a Tam over here. And therefore, the Chodshani and Echnami want to go against it, and Belsky said there's no such thing as a mezainis roll.
Why don't you make it with Kula?
What?
Just make it with
Kula in there. So then I don't know how well it tastes. But we'll get to maybe another story. Rav Rubin says the Vada is no such thing as a mezainis roll. Archa Shabbos says no such thing over here. I really to point out that there are three reasons to discuss the machlokes mezainis roll. One is the shir shabai. What's the sad to be mach? Why to make a moitzi? Number one, to make a moitzi, it is dal beitzim. Toiv lochish, number one. Number two, we have the Mishnah Berurah. That's meisen, not nirgish. And number three, a very important klal, which we'll get to next time, which leads to lav and yonim. We have to be klalim over here. Are these three klalim over here examples, but anything that's arai in this halacha? Well, no, it has to be dafk at least to be klalim. Meaning, a siv zayin siv ches astira, basically. We have three klalim of siv zayin, pasim with kistim. Klalim siv ches, and we have lachmaniyot, that's also mezainis. And that lachmaniyot is not one of the three. How in the world is lachmaniyot siv ches, mezainis, pasim with kistim, unless you get a suit up on it, that's not one of the three klalim over here? That means a big mavuch among the achronim. We have things that are defined, that these three are examples of arai, and we can make up our own examples. What's soft pretzels? Flour and water and salt, the big ones that everyone eating is really flour and water. Why are you making mezainis for? It's not one of the three over here. That's a very important question. If you understand that anything be'etzem people create a suit upon is a mighty, and things be'etzem people eat as a nash is mezainis, so mezainis pretzels will be a mezainis, and mezainis will be a mighty. That's a very important question to analyze over here. That's the reason why to make a mighty mezainis roll. The reason why not to make a mezainis. A mighty, make a mezainis for mezainis rolls. Because number one, you need a yisudah bike of erev. We don't have that. Number two, rechoish of the graz, the marsham. The locha is, once you have may peris, rave it, even though Amal Maestri agrees it's mezainis. And number three, these klalim over here are sibas over here. If you don't have these klalim over here, why in the world wash the bench over here? Fine, the last case over here, just to speak out to define, we have a case over here that's benech nadal, that's yovesh. And parach over here, that's dry. When we have haigah in the aruch over here, the obvious question is matzah. Poor matzah over here should be the case of the third klal. And what bracha do we all make a matzah? All of us here, maybe for no, I think everyone over here, we all make a mitzi. For why? So yes. So echlami the bnei svar the ma'aser they make mezainis. They say it's the third klal over here. How does the bnei ashkenaz answer back? What's the teretz back? So either can answer like the Gana Melech says. Once lela seder, even agrees as a chashivas of a past mamish. You have to know why that's so, but the chashivas are pass. Therefore, all year round, the chashivas are pass. Because all pass on because it is pass. There's a lack of the chashivas derech arai. But once you give the chashivas that has a getter of kviyas by Pesach and Lal Seder, it's a getter of kviyas all year round. That's a pass. That's what it is. It's one way of saying it over.
Only then.
No, that's the argument. That's kind of not. That's about as far as say only then. Obviously, no. We see that's what pass is. The second way of saying over in the Arlet Zion. Yeah, we'll get to that, yeah. A second option. Yeah, we'll have to get a toast also, correct. Melbourne toast is very important. A Second question, the second way of answering the case of matzo is maybe the difference if you're having crackers versus matzo, because one's made for the situation of sviya, one's made to be a snack, or which gets about maybe the sugya of siva versus simin. And the third way of answering it, come on, Chassidus, he wants a taino, think dynamite, that maiso, you have to know the words of Yavash Aparach is. It means it's dry, you chew it, it brittle, it falls apart. Our matzo is not that way. Our matzo, you chew and you eat. It's not nichl in the Rav Haigoin. It's not nichl in get of the Aruch. Besides the Aruch and the Rav Haigoin, the Das Yachid over here, it's not nichl in get a matzo. Matzo is not what it means over here. It has to be something when you chew, it falls apart. When you place this, it falls apart in the case of Kinoach. When I can, the first half is designed, next time we'll come up to a paskin what to do with the three shittas, how we go aloch l'maisa, how to apply practically. Beshem, that'll be next time, tomorrow morning at 9:30.
What's the lesson?
Tomorrow morning at 8:30.
What's kissing?